There's a new book out from Graham Seal called Great Australian Mysteries. He's gathered mysteries from around Australia, like stories of lost explorers, unexplained phenomena, and yarns of fish, frogs, or pebbles falling from the sky. And Graham joins us to have a chat about it. Graham, how are you doing?
Not bad, Andrew. Yourself?
Not too bad, thanks. Interesting looking book. I've only had a look at the list of chapters, and the first mystery that comes to mind is to ask you, what's the Portuguese platypus and the Sicilian cockatoo?
Right, yeah. Yeah, well, these are interesting stories. The Sicilian cockatoo was turned up in a medieval illuminated manuscript in Sicily, which has kind of recently been discovered. And it's this wonderful drawing and information about a cockatoo. Well, and of course, in the medieval era, of course, not hardly anyone knew anything about Australia apart from the people already here,
yeah.
Aboriginal people, and there was no known contact between them and Australia and the rest of the world. Yet somehow or other, there was a cockatoo in the medieval court in Sicily.
Is it a cockatoo that got lost on a boat that had been sailing a few hundred kilometres too close to Australia back then or something?
They can fly a long way, but not that far, I believe.
Right.
So this was a highly valued beast, of course, in very exotic thing, and it seems that it was probably captured in Australia or near to Australia, possibly in Indonesia, what is now Indonesia, and then via the trade routes that were in existence, as we're increasingly discovering these days, it gradually made its way through into Europe and became a royal pet.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's amazing, as I said. So it's one of those mysteries of the past that's continually being reworked, I suppose, because we're always finding out new things. So sometimes we get a resolution of the mystery, and other times we don't, and there are more questions to be asked.
Graham, where did you find this collection of mysteries, and how long had you been researching them to put them in a book?
Quite a while. I've been working on a series called Great Australian Stories for about 10 years or so now, and there's different stories in the series or different books in the series, and it seemed that mysteries, because they are stories that or in situations that are unresolved, we make up information to fill the black hole of not knowing. We need to have a resolution to the story. So if we don't know the answer, we make one up, or many of them up, actually. And we tell them, and they turn out to be pretty good stories. Even if they're not true, it doesn't matter. We still like to tell the stories. So for my interest in stories, it was a kind of an obvious one, I suppose, although it took me 10 years to get there.
That's the nature of humanity, isn't it? Then we find something that's mysterious and we come to our own conclusions. Sometimes we don't even want to know what really happened, do we? Because our imagination can run wild.
Exactly, that's right. And it seems to be a human characteristic that we need to fill these information gaps somehow or other, and we seem to enjoy it quite a lot, actually, because we keep telling ourselves the same stories.
Can you tell me what happened to Ludwig Leichhardt? Do we know?
No, we don't. He disappeared, and the only thing that's ever been found was a piece of a rifle that he owned, and that was probably thousands of kilometres from wherever it was that he lost it or gave it away. And it's one of the remaining mysteries of the outback, I suppose, that is still with us, like many of the others. And the outback's a great place for mysteries, of course. The you mentioned one in the beginning there, the raining fish
yeah.
and frogs and stones and things. The case of the spangled grunter is one of the very interesting ones from the outback. This is the story that when it rains sometimes, fish fall from the sky.
Yeah.
People thought these were just old yarns, but it turns out that these are, in fact, there is a scientific basis for this, but the fish aren't coming from the sky, they're coming up from the ground or across the ground, because there's a particular kind of perch which is able to live underground and also travel across very small amounts of water across the ground. And so when it rains, of course, they're attracted up or across, and they suddenly turn up. So despite appearances, they didn't actually come down in the shower. But their proper name, not their proper name, their improper name, their folk name, I guess, is Spangled Grunters.
The Spangled Grunter.
Wonderful. Yeah, I couldn't go past that one, Spangled Grunters.
Well, there's plenty of wonderful stories and mysteries there in the book, Great Australian Mysteries by Graham Seal. Graham, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it.
A pleasure, Andrew.